Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk, it's Jerk. It's Jerk.
Hold on.
What?
Let me present the case first.
Okay.
So I saw this study that I thought was pretty funny. It says lack of economically attractive men is to blame for marriage decline.
What do they know?
So on trial, I guess, is the woman who says, hey, listen, I'm not going to marry you because you're economically unattractive.
What do you say?
I'm so proud of my girls. Do not marry him unless he's financially stable.
You're a hypocrite.
No, I'm not.
Your husband was a mess, you said, when you
I did not marry him until he cleaned up his finances.
That's a jerk move.
Why?
Because we all grow. We grow together. And when there's a person in your life that helps you grow, and you allow them to help them grow, then that's a win.
I'm sorry. If you don't got your stuff together, then I'm not ready. And this study was done by Cornell University, just down the street.
What do they know? So
marriage rates have reached a 150-year low, according to the study.
Right? Wow. And it's because the main reason, the only reason?
Not the only reason, but one of the major factors. Hey, listen, I didn't go past the headline, really.
Yeah, okay,
I'll
gotcha.
Tell you. I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
But it just made me think, okay, can you call someone a jerk for saying, hey, I'm not ready to get married to you because you're not financially attractive in my eyes? Does that make you a jerk or justified?
It makes you a jerk because it's very, very superficial.
Well,
you
know, we'll see what the jury says.
222 Buzz, what do you think? Is it jerk or justified? Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Hi. I think the person's a jerk because, I mean, women will be jerks because, well, men marry women when they're not financially stable.
Right.
But I think it's society because they say women don't need men anymore.
There's going to be a lot of cat ladies out there if they keep going like that.
It's fine.
It could be based on love, not money. So you're a jerk.
Okay, thank you. 222-2899 is the number. Is it jerk or justified?
Lack of economically attractiveness. let's just use that phrase because I like it. To not marry someone because they're not economically attractive.
Okay.
Does that make you a jerk or justified?
222 Buzz.
So what do you think?
Total jerk move. That is so shallow.
Shallow.
I mean, you're supposed to build a life together. Not, well, I have to see your financial portfolio before I fall in love with you.
Yes, that's what we need to do more of. I feel like that's very important to discuss your finances and make sure you're both on the same page. There's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I don't want to walk into this relationship if you have mounds of debt. You're not a bad person. I still love you, but let's clean up that debt before we move on to the next part of our lives. I don't see what's wrong with that. I really don't.
222-2899 is the number. Is it jerk or justified?
I think it's a jerk move because that's not what marriage is about. Marriage is a sacrament, okay, between you and the woman and God.
Yep.
It's not about finances. If women want to progress, they got to stop worrying about the money, okay?
There you go. Thank you.
Well, okay, it's not all about the money, but you can't. I'm sorry. I did it. I told my husband he was $10,000 in the hole. And
oh.
I said, clean that up. Well, clean that up. And then let's entertain the idea of starting a life together. I was still dating him. I just said, I'm not ready to go the next step. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what the problem
is. You're attracted to the money and not him.
Stability. Actually, this could go either way. Yeah. I know this study is just focusing on the men, but it really should go either way.
He said he didn't read the study.
She just read the headline.
I really just read the headline. But
thanks, man. Hi to Buzz. The Jerk of Justified. What do you think?
Sandy, you keep using this term financially unattractive. You're just making the females sound like gold diggers.
Well, okay. So the study is focused on that. I'm just reading from it.
I don't care about the study. But you guys are supposed to convince me.
But we're opening it up to anybody. So say, I mean, the study, I did quote the study. The study said lack of economically attractive men is to blame for marriage decline. But let's open it up. To say I'm not going to marry you because you're not economically attractive, it could go both ways. Is that, does that make you jerk or justified?
Jerk or justified.
I still think it's a jerk. I mean, that's just not right. I mean, if you really love them, you'll help them.
There you go. Thank you. Good morning, the Buzz. Is it Jerk or Justified?
I just want to know who paid for the study.
Well, actually, to clarify a little bit, because I think everybody has this idea in their mind that economically attractive means millions. They are saying, the study is saying, just somebody who has a stable job making at least $40,000 a year. Does that change your idea?
No, I still want to know who paid for that study.
Cornell.
Cornell Jewelers.
No,
it says Cornell because marriage.
No. Cornell did the study. I want to know who funded it.
Oh, right.
Well, it says, let's see, published in the Journal of Marriage and Family by the National Council on Family Relations.
Oh. Yeah, that's where it was published. I want to know who paid for it.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Wait, I just found out who. An economically unattractive male. Thank
what
you.
What is your vote? Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Okay. Thank you.
Where's Jill Schlesinger when we need her? She comes on Wednesdays. She's our CFP. She's from CBS News, and she would agree. It's okay to say, no, I'm not going to marry you until we clean up. You can help them clean up their finances.
You lost me at CFP. What's that?
Certified Financial.
Oh, okay.
They have to take a really important tough test.
Hello, the Buzz. Good morning.
It takes a lot to get those letters in front of your name.
Jerk or Justified. What do you think?
I would say Justified.
Oh, there's one.
Thank you.
Only because, like, I mean, my husband doesn't have a full-time job yet, and that is totally fine because we're pretty new out of college. But our wedding cost $25,000, and that's a lot of money if you already don't have it.
Yeah.
So,
you're walking into a relationship.
I can see why people would want to wait.
Yeah, because it's stressful, right? Money stress is the number one cause of divorce. So why walk into a stressful situation? Why that you're not? That's not fair to either of you.
Oh yeah,
that's not fair to the relationship.
Love cures everything.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No,
love pays the bills.
It doesn't.
Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
Completely justified.
What?
Ah, yes. Finally, my people are showing up.
How do you see this is justified by using a money filter on your marriage?
I got burned my first marriage and I went down with the ship. So you know what? The second ship was much better.
Thank you.
Okay.
See,
I can see it.
That's experience, real life experience, right there.
Hi, the Buzz, Jerk or Justified. Good morning. What do you think?
I think it's totally justified.
Uh-oh.
Oh gosh, I love it. You guys were very slow to court, but I appreciate you calling.
No, if you are financially irresponsible, what else are you going to be irresponsible with?
Financially unattractive.
And when you start adding children to the mix and mortgage payments and everything else, you need to have a good solid foundation built, or that is just going to fall apart.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean you can't date them. You just can't marry him.
Hi, the Buzz. Is that jerk or justified to not marry a guy who's financially unattractive?
Justified.
Oh my gosh, this is fantastic. We are close to tying this up. I love it.
Well, we don't have any more calls.
No, we do. You don't hang up on people. We do.
I'm not. Okay, thank you. All right, here we go. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. What do you think, jerk or justified?
Oh my gosh. I love this.
What did we do?
Oh my gosh. If we have one more call that says justified, we will be at a hung jury.
You got to remember, when you marry
marry him, you're marrying his debt too.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't put that kind of strain on your marriage. Don't do it.
Hi, the buzz. Economically unattractive men. Jerk or justified?
Total jerk. What happened to for better or for worse?
Ah!
Okay. Once you both are financially stable, then it's not like it's asking for millions. It's just saying have a job and make at least $40,000 a year. That's it. That's what economically attractive is.
But it's supposed to be about love, not money.
Right.
Oh, you know what? Love fades after a while.
Oh, really?
Okay. But the
money.
Bills pile up.
So what are we going to do? Are we going to keep taking calls until God. Justify wins, or does Jerk outweigh everything from here on in? One more
I
call?
I really want to win this.
I know you do. You just keep taking calls till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Hi, Buzz.
I will.
Justified.
Justified.
Yay! Okay, you brought it back.
Oh my God.
Nobody wants to hop on a sinking ship. Nobody.
Yes.
Now it's tied again?
Yeah.
Okay. 2-2-2 Buzz.
Yes, thank you. Now, have you
Nobody wants to hop on a sinking ship, right?
Have you been burned before?
I have hopped on a sinking ship, yes.
Uh-huh. See? I see. That's interesting.
I love it. Okay.
Final one.
This will be it. This will be it.
Hi, the Buzz. No pressure. You're Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Oh,
yes!
My God.
Yes! Oh, God, I want to marry you right now. I love you. Thank you.
Justify me. I'm justified.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.